proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast relating to Jewish belief. We have been looking at Kabbalah. A book entitled The Zohar, or Splendor, comprises the main collection of works that lay the foundation for Kabbalah. In addition to expounding on the Torah, the Zohar contains discourses relating to the origins of existence, as well as information connected with psychology. The Zohar extolled the use of mysticism as a method of seeking unity with God. A man by the name of Moses de Leon published the Zohar in 13th century Spain. He claimed that its contents came from Shimon ber Yochai, a 2nd century rabbi whom Elijah the prophet purportedly inspired to compose that book. Contemporary analysis, however, has posited that De Leon himself penned the Zohar. Indeed, De Leon's widow originally made that very assertion. A large segment of Orthodox Judaism holds that God communicated the essentials of the Zohar to various biblical figures, such as Abraham and Moses. Thereafter, they contend, rabbis transmitted the book's contents orally, from one generation to the next, until Shimon ben Yochai collected the books of the Zohar. How many? Many Orthodox Jews credit Shimon ben Yochai himself with authorship. Several sources for the material contained in the Zohar abound. One of these, entitled the Sefer Yetzirah, or Book of Formations. The Sefer Yetzirah related to speculations about the creation of the universe. The Sefer HaBahir, known as the Book of Brightness, functioned as an exegetical commentary on the early chapters of Genesis and incorporated a high degree of mysticism. The Zohar advocated four ways of discovering the significance of a biblical text. The most basic of these paths entails a literal interpretation of the verse in question. After that comes attempts to discern a verse's allegorical meaning. Then, how various rabbis have sought to interpret the passage in question. And finally, what adherents of Kabbalah called the verse's secret or hidden meaning. The earliest portion of the Zohar consisted of commentaries on the first five books of the Old Testament. After that, a three-page volume entitled Sifra Ditzun Antal, or Book of the Hidden, contained mystical observations about selected verses in Genesis. Still other portions included series of discussions about Kabbalah, namely the Idra Rabbah, Great Assembly, and the Idra Sutah, or Small Assembly. Ra'aya Mehemnai, Faithful Shepherd, was a book that constituted the largest portion of the Zohar. These chapters purported to contain revelations connected with hidden meanings found in the commandments of the Mosaic Law. Such analyses recur throughout the pages of the Zohar. According to its purported author, the purpose of the Zohar involved combining Kabbalistic interpretations with the doctrines and commandments taught by the Torah. Non-Jews have looked through the pages of the Zohar in search of answers regarding the meaning of life and explanations relating to the reasons for their existence. Of course, the Bible itself claims to be sufficient for all answers relating to human problems. The Bible also specifically exhorts its readers to add nothing to it or subtract nothing from it. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program relating to Jewish beliefs.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.